Right now on The Exchange, we welcome back the Oregon Black Pioneers. They are the keepers of the flame for the history of African Americans in Oregon. It is a long and proud history, despite a lot of discrimination and even laws excluding black people from the state in its earliest days. Oregon Black Pioneers work in a number of ways to tell that history, which at this point does not include a permanent brick and mortar museum, but it is hoped for. Willie Richardson is the board president of Oregon Black Pioneers and our guest once again. Willie, welcome back to The Exchange.
Thank you. It's nice to be back. And so, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. The name Oregon Black Pioneer is not entirely indicative of what you do, because you do take in a lot more than the pioneer period.
We do. We're actually making effort to not just cover the past, but also make attempts at documenting the future. You know, history never stops being made. It is a daily thing.
Well, then that's an interesting point right there, because if you're talking about making sure that things get preserved for the future in today's day and age, what kind of archiving does that involve?
It's a lot of work, because you not only have to deal with the tangible artifacts, you have paper documentation, and so you have to really find ways to preserve stuff. Paper is different than tangible, solid items. So it's a matter of us trying to work with what we have and partner with other organizations that have the means to store what we need. For example, the Willamette Heritage Center here is storing some items for us because they have the right temperature control mechanism to do that. We've had assistance from the Oregon Historical Society to store some items for us until we could bring it to a location here in Salem. So it's, for us, it's a matter of developing partnerships and relationships with others who can assist us with to meet our needs for storage and those kinds of things.
So it's not just a matter of not having a permanent museum. There's also, at this point, no real archive that belongs just to the Oregon Black Pioneers?
We don't have a permanent location. That's absolutely true. I mean, we don't have all the archival space that we would need to store items, but we make things work.
Okay. So, Willie, how hard can it be just to obtain information on people of color in Oregon's past?
Well, you would think it would be far more difficult than what we're finding. And I think for us, it is how we approach it with individuals that might have information that would assist us in learning about a space in time or an individual. And our approach really is particularly for our white friends to have them know that we're not out to make any judgment calls on their family's past history as it relates to black people, particularly coming here in the early days. It is about wanting the truth of the story to be known and told. And once people are able to get past the fact that we're not in the business of making them feel badly about anything or leveling allegations against them, they're more comfortable with sharing the information that they have. We're having to look primarily to our white families out there, because they're the ones that more than likely still have documentation, particularly of the earlier pioneers, because they may still have their Bibles, they may still have letters, they may have photos, they may even have artifacts of some kind that help us tell the story of any family that was in the area where they lived at, or individuals. So it really is a means of developing a good, positive relationship with folks so they know where you're coming from and what you're trying to do. And I think that has been our success in ferreting out and getting information and finding about names and places that we might have had more difficulty finding out information on. We also have a lot of folks who like to do research for us, and right now we have a massive amount of information that we need to have fully researched down to being able to say this is the story, or this is what we know, and there is no more. So it's for us, like I say, it's a matter of developing good, positive relationships and people having a clear understanding of what we're attempting to do.
Willie Richardson is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the president of the Board of Oregon Black Pioneers, preserving the history of African Americans in Oregon. You can join the conversation on the exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. When you talk about approaching your white friends with the, you know, to tell them, you know, there's no judgment involved here, was that a lesson learned the hard way? I mean, did some people get their hackles up thinking you were going to trash their ancestors for the things they had done?
I don't know whether we went through that from the beginning. I think our approach really was from the very beginning is how do we get the information and how do we tell the story? And one of the things, I guess, just for me, life lessons is you cannot go attack a person for something when you're trying to gain information. You need to look at both sides at that point. No matter what your personal feelings might be, your job is very different. It's not personal. This is a matter of telling history. So I think from the very beginning, my approach along with the board was, look, we need information. Accusing people of stuff before we know the story is not going to be the way to get it. So let's talk just about how do we and you help history tell the story and tell it accurately.
There have been some surprises along the way, haven't there, where white families shared with you their Bibles, their letters, their photos, their artifacts, and discovered, oh, you know, so here's something that fills in some of the puzzle that you had.
It always does. It always does. You know, there's always pieces that you weren't aware of. There are also new names pop up that you find, oh, I haven't heard this name before, so let's see if we can go out and find what we find, or it is in our files waiting for some great researcher to come along and say, hey, I'll take this name and I'll do the research for you on this one. So, yeah, we always find surprises. You always also find folks who have sometimes have bits and pieces of artifacts that they're a little afraid to show because it's part of the all of the negative Americana kinds of stuff that's out there, and we have to tell them we're not going to be offended by it to the point that we don't recognize that it's also part of history. So what's the story behind it? So, you know, there are all kinds of wonderful things that happen out there with folk and with researchers who are helping us, and we do periodically find ourselves having to chuckle, you know, because it is what it is, you know. I recently had a person that I came across that has some cards that had been written years and years ago by her great-great-whatever in their travels, and she was so highly embarrassed by those cards that she was going to throw them away. And it came out through a conversation that we were just having standing along, and I said, why would you throw them away? And she was trying to say how embarrassed she was that her grandfather would have sent a card like that. I said, don't be embarrassed. That was the day. And please give me those cards. Do not show those cards out. It is just part of history, and we have to learn from that history. One of the things, a quote that I came across that was attributed to Carter G. Woodson, and your audience may recall that he was the founder of Black History Week, which later became Black History Month. And his quote said, history tells us who we are and where we have been. And so everything out there is part of history. We just have to put it in its right perspective as we move forward. And it teaches us what we did right and what we did wrong in some cases, and we don't want to repeat some stuff. And so we can't just bury everything and wipe everything off the map and out of sight because it is so unpleasant. That is what reminds us that we do not want to take ourselves back in time to some places. But at the same time, those places brought us into history and to where we are now and made us, for the most part, better people. And as a Black person, it for me, it gives me strength to know that I'm standing on a foundation that a whole lot of other people traveled through and helped build in order for me to have the life that I have. Now, it is my job to make sure that future generations get the same opportunities or better chances at life in their station, because we got all this history behind us that tells us that we can, that we can. And so history, for me, is really important to tell.
That's a wonderful perspective when you think about it. The idea that, you know, we may not like what happened in history, but if we hold on to it, at least we don't forget about it and maybe can prevent it from happening again.
And that's very true. Very true.
Willie Richardson is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. The board president of Oregon Black Pioneers, based in Salem, does not have a permanent museum or archive yet, but working toward those things. Black Pioneers have been around for, what, 26 years now we're getting on to, Willie?
We're in 26. Mm-hmm. We're ending 26, actually, and getting ready to head into 27. And yes, we are talking about museum. We talked about museum early on, about 2007. It became a part of a conversation. And at that point, for us, sometimes you have to step back. And for us as an organization, we decided to take a step back and really talk about and look at what Oregon's Black history really is, African Americans in Oregon, those folks who came here, stayed, lived, flourished, and all that kind of stuff. And at that time, the organization really hadn't done any really deep dive into history. We was basically kind of looking at what was already hanging out there, and we decided that, you know, we need to do our mission and really start looking outside of the Portland area, if you will, for history. And I say it that way because for a long period of time, folks thought everybody Black lived in Portland. Well, that's not true, and it never has been true, because since 1788, we've been in all but, I think, three or four counties, and we're now believing that we're in every county in Oregon. But what we had to do as an organization was say, okay, let's see what this really is. And we chuckle about it now because when we started looking at it, we said we can do this in about 6 months of or a year.
And that was in 2007?
Yeah, that was 2007. We're going to write a book, you know, we're going to put all this stuff in a book, and we got 6 months to a year to do it. Well, we weren't 6 months into the project before we realized that we had done something dumb and stupid, like put the entire apple in our mouth and were trying to chew it, when we really needed to step back and take a bite out of the apple. And the bite out of the apple for us became Marion and Polk County. And doing that. So we produced perseverance out of that. Now we're ready to start doing something else. But what it also told us that we really need to do our mission and be who we said we are, and that is a statewide organization. So we started going around the state, and the history is incredibly amazing. But that also meant that we had to get a good portion of it documented before we start talking about a museum in its fullness, because one of the things that you have to also deal with museums, and particularly Black museums or African-American museums, is how do you keep this thing open long-term? It's sometimes, no matter how difficult it is, very easy to open something and put something in it. Keeping it open for the long-term and sustaining it for the long term becomes something totally very different. So for the last 10 years or so, we have just really been working hard to try to unearth as much history as we can, and still working toward the other. And now we're saying we've done that. We've got experience. We know what we're talking about. We've got folks who are willing to work with us to help us finish doing research on a lot of different kinds of things. Now, do we go back to the conversation of a museum? And so we're back to that. But in between that and before that, we'll do a virtual museum online, which will segue us into a brick-and-mortar kind of thing, hopefully in the next few years. I don't want to say it's next year, 5 years from now. I don't have that. But it is a conversation that is beginning to take place again, and we'll probably, probably about midway this year, the latter part of this year, we will begin that conversation and then take it to the outside world. Because by then we'll also have staff. That was the other thing. People don't sometimes realize we're all volunteer organization.
Still, wow.
We don't have paid staff yet. This was a full all volunteer working board organization, and this year we've been fortunate and blessed that we've been receiving some funds such that we can hire our first staff person to help the board do its job and coordinate its job. And for me, it'll take a load off because I don't have to be executive director unpaid and president of the board, too, still doing all of that. So it's coming at a good time for the conversation to happen about a museum, and we will take the conversation around the state because we are an inclusive organization. We know our history is around the state. So we'll be having conversations out there in the near future with everyone to see, get some consensus about a museum and the viability of it for the state of Oregon and the place that many of us call home.
Now, in addition to the offerings you have online, the virtual museum, you have had displays at places like the Oregon Historical Society and that pop-up kiosk. Do you still have that out someplace, the Racing to Change Oregon Civil Rights Years?
That one is out. We will still do all of that kind of stuff. Our hope for the future that any exhibits we do out there, particularly large-scale exhibits with our partnership with the Oregon Historical Society, we will convert to pop-up. And the ones that we currently have, also we're looking at finding resources to make those pops up as well. We have a major one, All Aboard, and that was about all of the railroading and how folks came in to Oregon for employment and then found themselves living here. And then A Community on the Move actually sort of looked at the Portland area and how communities developed, was gone, and then redeveloped in some other locations because of a number of activities that happen up there. And like I said, Racing to Change, which is our last one here that was at the Oregon Historical Society, is out now, and I believe it is at SAFE, at SAFE headquarters.
SAFE Corporation in Portland, yeah, okay.
It's at SAFE now in Salem, but it's heading to SAFE in Portland next week. And it's basically booked up. It has been booked up ever since folks have found that we had it available. So it is on the move. That's the other thing that we've done our job well. I'm just going to say it just like that. We have done our job well because we're booking for things into next year. A lot of times folks are very disappointed when they call us 2 weeks or 3 weeks a month before wanting us to do something, and we can't because we get booked up so quickly for presentations, for doing small exhibits. The pop-up thing now is just out there. It's just rolling itself along. But we're called on a lot, and we're spread thin. We try to do as much as we can, but for major kinds of things, we get booked out really, 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 really fast. And folks are sometimes disappointed, but it is what it is. The virtual museum, we're hoping it will be online by early 2021. We have it pretty much developed and the proposal put together and what it's going to look like. We know who we want to build it for us. We just have to find the resources to do it, and I'm hoping that won't take us forever to do that.
So what are the resources like? I know you got a fundraiser coming up in about a month featuring Oregon's black elected officials, which turns out to be a fairly lengthy list, but do you get a good grant income? Do you have any regular steady source of funding?
We do get grants. We're fortunate that we've been competitive with most of the foundations out there, that we do get resources. We're not always fully funded for what we do, but we don't go without either. We have some folks who donate for us, and then we always have fundraisers. Lately, been trying to have at least one major fundraiser out there a year, and then we also do letter campaigns. And we have a couple of businesses that will make donations to us. We're always looking for money. And one of the things that I say to folks, the $5 donation is just as important to me as the $5,000 donation. We managed to get folks to do their smaller amounts, and we get lucky every once in a while for some folks who can do the larger amount. The fundraiser with the black elected officials in Oregon, that was it. We were surprised. It was something that I'd been wanting to do for a lot of years, because I recognized early on, and I'm a girl out of the South,
mm-hmm.
and I know in the South and other in the East Coast, where there are large African American populations, sometimes your election depends on living in a space where the largest voting population is going to be that population that looks like you, and for the black person is another black person. Here in Oregon, that is very, very different, in that there is absolutely no place in the state a black person, an African-American person, can run for office expecting to be elected solely on the black vote. That will not happen in Oregon, okay? So you have to run your campaign for your constituents, those folks who are going to vote for you. And that's been very, very unique for me and an observation of that. So this year I decided that we need to take a look at that and honor those folks in some way for their serving with distinction, representing their constituency.
Willie, we're almost out of time. When is that event?
It is March 14th, mm-hmm. and it will be at the World of Speed Museum in Wilsonville. And anybody who might be interested in going can go to our website, OregonBlackPioneers.org, and click on the icon that sends them over to the registration that event.
All kinds of stuff going on. OregonBlackPioneers.org. Willie Richardson is the board president of the Unpaid Executive Director. Always a pleasure. Thanks for joining us on The Exchange.
Thank you for having me. A pleasure.